This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Broke his bat. Base hit. Manzo scores. Fry goes to third. And the Guardians lead is 3-0.
There you go. That's courtesy of MLB Extra Innings. And let me just tell you about that game, because told you I love the pitching matchup. Sneaky good pitching matchup. I feel the same way about that same exact game today. And I'll just tell you my favorite play is the under in the Cleveland and Tampa game. We'll get to it in a second. But in that game, I talk about all the times when you have these great underplays in situations to attack, that it sucks when you get nickel and dimed. And what do I mean by that? The walks, the base hits, you know, like, you know, when the wind's blowing in, that it's going to protect you from home runs and possibly those quick or big innings. But we often see this. And I talked about Joe Ryan, you know, handicapping a game the other day, and he just doesn't have it. And he gets blown up. I'm watching Shane Baz in this game, and he gives up base hit, double. So now it's second and third, nobody out. He strikes somebody out, and I'm going, all right, here we go. Then he gives up a base hit. So it's 1-0. Then he gives up another one, so it's 2-0. Then he gets two strikes on a guy, and he gives up another base hit, and it's 3-0. And I'm already turning the game off going, son of a bitch, man. I handicapped this thing. It blows up in my face. They didn't score a single run after that. 3-0 was the final in that game. The wind's blowing in at about 10 miles an hour in Cleveland. It's just a really good spot. And the wind's blowing out in a couple different places. You can look in the A's game. Tonight, as they play the Tigers, one of our top plays yesterday was the A's and Tigers. Actually, it was the top play. A's and Tigers over. I said they were going to hit a bunch of home runs. They did. It finished 7-6 with an 11 and a half total, depending on when you got it. But you didn't have to worry because both of them won. But with today, Yankees over, Orioles over. When I was writing this up, I didn't make the Orioles over a play. But like, it is a great spot. I should have made it a top play today, and I don't even have it on my board. The more and more I'm looking at this game, I'm starting to like it. But I got to work early to get a bunch of stuff done because games start at noon today.
What makes you change your mind on it?
Because like more data has come out since then looking at, because I saw it was good hitting weather.
Okay.
The pitching matchup was kind of all over the place because now I'm seeing, are they going with an opener and then, what is it, Ronzi Contreras? Mm-hmm. Or I don't know how they're doing it. So I kind of stayed away because bullpen games can be scary at times.
It ends first.
So he'll open. Dietrich will open and then it'll go to Ronzi, I guess. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I don't like messing with. But the Orioles, I don't know if you guys know this, they don't have a good bullpen. So if it is a bullpen game, there are going to be some runs scored today. Gunner grades out extremely well, so I would check that out, too.
Your dad is right whether the Orioles have a good bullpen or not. I don't know where you get that information from.
They traded away everybody. You know that that gif of John Travolta walking in, and he's looking around, and everything's empty? Uh-huh. That had to be some of the guys in the bullpen when they're coming. Like, Tyler Wells finally gets here, and he's like, what the?
Either that or the gif of when Will Smith got there and all
that. Oh, yeah.
Everything's photo gone. Of Cano last night when Beavers lost the ball.
Oh, that's classic.
How all of us have looked for the last 4 months. Like, Are you kidding me? Like, is this actually happening?
But that's not the guy that should have that expression.
No,
not definitely not.
How we looked several times when he pitches.
A couple other things that were supported today. It wasn't like this huge weather day, but I did think A's over, O's over, Yankees over. Now, with the Yankees game, Everybody's betting the over, but I think it's very hard to get away from. Max Fried does grade out as the best pitcher on this slate, but in his last start, he shut out or went 7 or 8 innings against the Red Sox, did not give up a run. His previous 7 starts, 4, 7, 3, 4, seven, 4, 7,
7, 7. Seven.
So he had been getting knocked around a little bit, even though his numbers were so good in the first half, they still look great. He could completely come in and shut down this Nats team, but the wind's blowing out to right, and if you know anything about Yankee Stadium, that's where the jet stream is. You add in almost 10-mile-an-hour winds blowing out there, if you lift it just right...
It's gone.
Yeah.
Also, it's Yankee Stadium.
It's a fan box anyway.
If you don't lift it just right, it's gone.
Well, so just that's where I'm at with the weather today. A couple of things that I noticed. I really like Framber Valdez. We were talking about him earlier to go over 6.5 Ks. I don't like paying the -145. But I do think this is a great spot, and the model that I use has him getting well over this. The thing I would tell you, too, is the Colorado Rockies strike out more than every team in baseball, not named the Angels. So with this spot, I think Framber could get his 8, 9, 10K game, and I'm going to bet on it going over 6.5. Gave two pitchers yesterday talking about their Ks, and both of them hit. We liked Patrick Corbin over. And I went with Chris Bassitt over, and Chris Bassitt made it a little interesting. Mm-hmm. Wait until he got the 90-some pitches to finally strike out his last guy to get the 6. But it was a winner, so we'll take it. As far as the WNBA, before I get to some of the games I like, the Dream -2.5. The Dream have been so good to me, especially playing at home. In recent days, they have upset Minnesota, who's the best team in the WNBA. They beat the ass of the Liberty. Liberty were missing, you know, one of their best players in Breanna Stewart. Mm-hmm. She came back the game after that. But they were small favorites, and they destroyed them. They beat them by 20-some. And here's another spot where they're a small favorite over the Aces, who everybody's kind of like, what happened to them? Why are they not?
Yeah, I don't, there's something there, man.
So
I'm hearing the coach is not getting along.
Is Asia going to want out? Like, what's going to happen there? But I mean, we might not even get WNBA next year. They might have a lockout. So it's just ridiculous. But again, I like the Dream -2.5
today. NBA might save some money.
To be fair, you got to fight for what you feel like you deserve, but you also got to read the room and understand that
about what you think you deserve.
You're just starting to build this too. Right. So fight for it, but I think you have to flinch if it gets to the point where you're going to end up starting to miss games. I don't think they can afford that with now how the sport is growing, just to stall that. But anyway, that's what I like tonight. That's the only game I like in the WNBA is the Dream. Now, for the baseball games today, we already talked about it. Those over spots that I mentioned looked unbelievable. I like the Rangers and Angels to go over. I think the Phillies-Mets under looks really good. And I want to talk about the Rays and Guardians because it's games like this where, and the same thing can apply with Milwaukee and Arizona. So I have two games where I'm looking at the algorithm, go ahead and drink, I have my top 8 pitchers on the slate, right? And then I scroll down and I see Ryan Nelson and Quinn Priester up there, 6 and 7 on the list. And you go, well, damn, okay. So you're telling me these guys are better matchup considered, especially with the wind blowing in at the Guardian Stadium. So it's telling me that these guys are better than you think. And if you look deeper into the numbers, that this is a much better pitching matchup than you would think, looking at, you know, guys like Ryan Nelson, who Arizona had been a gas can, and Quinn Priester, who's been very solid. But the one that really stood out to me was the one that everybody wants to bet the over, and it's Cleveland and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is pitching Drew Rasmussen, who he's been great, and Cleveland's pitching Slade Ciccone. And I don't know if you guys have seen him at home. He's been lights out. He's been really good at home and a solid pitcher. The under there is my favorite play. A couple of bats that I think could do really well tonight. I love Corey Seager. He's -125 over 1.5 bases. I like Teoscar Hernandez. He is +115 in a spot against Nick Lodolo.
My guy.
Yeah. So
Teoscar.
A couple of spots. And again, there were bats that I liked today. I think you could take any bat in that Angels game. The Angels and Tigers players that really stand out today, Nicholas Kurtz, Brent Rooker, Shea Langeliers, Riley Green, Kerry Carpenter, the usual suspects. So there you go.
Nicholas Kurtz. Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn. Jonas Schaefer joins us at 9:30, but on the other side, going to take a look at the Ravens' 53-man roster up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm going to give away some tickets here, Rob. Four tickets to Dream Big at the Maryland State Fair. Come to the Timonium Fairgrounds for three weekends. 410-583-1057. It's Thursday through Sunday, August 21st to September 7th. Enjoy rides, music, food, and more. Visit MarylandStateFair.com. Caller number five.
There you go. Caller number five,
just had
man.
A meeting about this. It was great because I know which number to say on the caller. It's number five.
But you got to take five, though. You can't play around.
Yeah, dude,
that.
Don't take four.
Don't take, don't call three people that they call a number four.
Don't drink too much water.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Leave your hand on the car.
Yeah. Touch a car.
I hadn't heard of that one. That was crazy.
No, that happens all the time.
But no,
you touch a car, you run across,
no,
you buy
that
a gun,
one. Yeah. That, I was like, wait, what? I was not expecting that.
I'll never get that time back.
God. What are you talking about? You fell asleep.
Yes. And everybody saw me. I didn't know my sound was on. Thank God they didn't see or hear what I was watching.
Oh, my God.
But even when you were awake, the camera's just on your top of your head.
I did that on purpose after a while because I knew I kept falling asleep. I was trying to find the, invisible button. I was like, screw it. I'm just going to point it at the ceiling.
So. I turned mine off. True story. I turned my video off and my audio off, but I had to go to the bathroom. So I went into the bathroom with the meeting going on, and I must have checked it 30 times to make sure it was off every time that someone was. I wasn't going to become somebody going, "The hell are you doing?"
Yep, it was one of those meetings.
Go ahead.
That stuff has been banned for like 15 years. What are they talking about?
Like, make sure we don't dig it back up, I guess.
I guess. Yeah. I have an idea. God.
As soon as they said, we did a morning show together, I'm going, we're going to be here so long.
That was the Waka Waka morning show. Hey. Waka Waka. Think about that amalgam of terrible. Morning show host becomes an attorney.
How uncomfortable were you for the jokes?
Oh.
I'm like, somebody laughed. Somebody just chuckled a little bit.
And you know how I am. So I am not going to fake it to make you feel good.
I was hoping someone would chuckle.
Hey, our whole show made it. My favorite thing in the beginning was, I don't know how Joe signed in, but his head was sideways. Yeah. Everybody else was straight up.
Oh, do you have any questions?
He said he was charging his phone.
Do you have any questions, anybody? Yeah, what are the last 75 minutes about?
Oh, what's that? We got another meeting today? Great. Great, man.
Can't be worse than that one.
Oh, boy. Ravens 53-man roster. We've all said only one surprise, and that was one omission. No surprises of anybody, Jalen Armour Davis. No surprise of anybody who actually made the team, right, Jeremy?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, like looking at some of the players that we talked about we thought would be here, maybe Bo Brady, you know, you start looking at some of the other guys, and we don't know who's going to wind up on the practice squad just yet. But I think ultimately when you look at this team, we were wondering if they were going to keep seven corners, Justin Armour Davis, JAD, is a good player, and I think he's going to find a home relatively quickly. But it does make you wonder, like, you couldn't find a trade partner for him? Did you not feel like you had room? Because there had to be a lot. You did so well drafting. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we talk about it, but they do incredibly well with undrafted free agents. In fact, three of them this year made the team. It's pretty impressive.
That is really impressive, especially with a team this deep. Amazing.
They have 53. It's a 53-man roster, Ed, but it's easy to say. There was probably about 60 candidates to make the 53-man roster.
Yeah. I mean, to me, this whole thing about these guys, you know, with a team like this, that anybody makes the roster, mm-hmm. who's not, you know, highly, it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it is. So Baltimore Ravens getting ready for the 2025 season. I think it's going to be a real special season. A listener said something that kind of echoed one of my concerns about this season a little bit earlier. He said he is so ready for the postseason that the regular season just doesn't mean as much to him. And I think that's one of my concerns with this team. If they get out to a hot start, people can get bored. Like, okay, we've seen this before. Let's go to the postseason. And I know this sounds weird, but I think one of the things that could intrigue people with this team is, yeah, they finished the season at 12-5, but have a slow start and get hot late. I think that's one of the things that may intrigue some people. I don't think it's going to happen. That's not my prediction.
I got my prediction. Pain. That's what I think is going to happen to the rest opponents. Of the league. Yeah. I mean, this is an all-timer type of team with what you have coming back. And, you know, you heard Chuck Pagano, the comments from him that this is one of the better secondaries he's seen. He's been around in his, 19 years in the league.
Yeah.
And then you start looking at the pass rush and a steal that you get in Mike Green. We still got to see him out there in regular games, but I'm not worried about that part. I think he's going to be really good. The running game, there's no questions that that's going to be good whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't matter which running back's in the backfield. And then on top of it, you know, like I think people for so long is like, hey, you got a dual threat quarterback. You want to make Lamar throw. And then Lamar did the happy, learned how to putt. Now everybody's in big, big trouble. Because he proved to everyone that he can stand back there and sling the ball. Yeah. In fact, the first MVP won, he had more touchdowns from the pocket than any quarterback in the league. So
he became one of the game's best pocket passers, period. Jeremy, you want to see how a narrative changes? And if this team wins a championship, they'll go from a team that couldn't win at all to the maturation of a championship team. And they'll start looking back on all – and you know how narratives change, man.
Yeah.
They'll look back on all the disappointments and how the team matured throughout the years, and now we could be looking at the next NFL dynasty.
Yeah, 100%.
If they win a championship this year, that narrative of not being able to win will flip to they learned how to win.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's just – and it will – look, I believe firmly they're going to win one this year or soon. I mean, they're going to win. They're too talented to – I mean, the Bills didn't when they went to 4 in a row, I guess. I don't know. But this is a really talented team.
Yeah. The Bills were there in the midst of another dynasty, though. The Cowboys lost twice to them.
And the Giants.
The Giants was probably on the back end of a mini dynasty because they won two, right? They won one with Sims in 86. And then that one in, 90? So they were rolling.
Didn't the Bills make it one year where their team like just made the run in the postseason? That they weren't like it wasn't remember. Like an
yeah
like that the was best the, team, but
that was the year. No, it couldn't have been a year that
it wasn't the crazy ass comeback, right? Like
no, because it couldn't have been because they had home field advantage, so it wouldn't have been backing into the playoffs if they were playing at home. in the AFC Championship game.
The one year when they came back against Houston, like the greatest comeback.
But that was at home.
Yeah.
So it couldn't have, that was at home. So it couldn't have been a bad year. They wouldn't have had home field advantage in the AFC Championship game.
You don't know.
I'm just saying. Let's go get Homeless Ed. What's up, Homeless Ed?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you?
Rob, I'm serious. An excellent show.
Oh, thank
don't think I'm being. But you know what? Here's my gripe. So
here we go.
See, I'm not forecasting, sir. But here's my gripe. You know how so draft coverage on ESPN, right. NFL draft.
Yeah.
It's days and days and living room cameras and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Why don't they have cut day coverage?
Because those people aren't popular enough. Who cares about who didn't make the team?
We do because the practice squad. It's like chess right now.
So you care about who San Francisco cut. You care about who the Rams cut. You care about who the Bears cut.
I mean, we mentioned some of the big names that get cut that you would recognize, but there are certain guys like.
Yeah, you don't care about who those teams. I care about who those teams draft because I know those players from college, and but I don't care about who those teams cut.
We don't care about Mr. Irrelevant or, cable costs. You know what I mean? You spend a minute. HBO is on at the same time. But what I'm saying is I do care about, the big dude that's only played football for 2 years. Are we really going to cut him? Will he make it back to the team? Did somebody snatch him up real quick? I mean, not to disparage people that make money talking about sports.
Have you gone online looking for anybody who got cut today? Did you go online to see what other teams cut? Who they cut?
So right? I knew their names and I didn't know who they were.
So you searched this online today?
I Googled yesterday.
Okay.
Not today.
Who did the Pittsburgh Steelers cut?
Who did the Pittsburgh Steelers cut?
Hey, don't do that, Homeless Ed. Don't ask the question again to stall to find it. Don't do that to me. I used to be an investigator, all right? I know that tactic. So who... Where was I yesterday? You heard me the first time. Don't re-ask my question while you try to find the answer. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45. But on the other side, Jonas Schaefer joins us to talk some Ravens on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's talk to Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. What's up, Jonas?
Morning, guys. Appreciate the intro song. How you doing?
Doing well. We were talking about this a little bit earlier. I want you to join in with us. I mean, Armour Davis, we expected him to make the team, but this was a very, very talented roster as far as narrowing it down to 53 men. Any other surprises either makes or misses for the roster?
Thought Jalen Armour Davis was definitely the big one. I had my doubts about whether they'd keep all three of those undrafted rookies because, you know, a lot of times you expect there, you know, to be some groupthink among NFL GMs, like, hey, we like our guys, we don't like this guy who none of us agreed to even draft. You know, the Ravens haven't really had a whole lot of players who've even flashed in training camp in years past, get claimed off waivers when they've been cut. So I thought that they might kind of keep that tradition going of letting some of these under-the-radar guys potentially make it to the waiver wire and hope that they would come back to the practice squad. But obviously, you know, they really like the Keon Martins. They really like the Reuben Lowrys. They really like the Jay Higgins of the world. And so now they're here in Baltimore, and Jalen Armour Davis is surprisingly not.
That was a surprise. What about Brent Urban? It seems like the Ravens do this with him every season. Like, it's like a wink and a nod. Like, we're gonna let you go, but we're gonna sign you back in 2 weeks. Is that the case here, or is he gone?
No, I think the expectation is that he's coming back. I mean, you know, it's not just Brent Urban who they've done this with in the past. You know, if you guys remember when Kocap was still in the Ravens, Anthony Levine Sr. You know, they would have that kind of arrangement because it's a good place to be on the team. And I think the Ravens expect Brent to be able to fit into those plans early enough. Obviously, I think, you know, you watch the film from those first two preseason games, and it still looks like he could play for just about any team and not just the practice squad, but actually be a game day contributor. And so I think it's, you know, it's a testament to the relationships that Brent has in that building, and also just the culture that the Ravens have, you know, created there, where they could get a guy who, like I said, would be able to contribute on pretty much any other team and say, you know what, you know, we're good just having you on practice squad for right now.
Jonas, I don't want to get you in trouble in case you think this is, with Harbaugh, of course, but do you think this is a Super Bowl or bust season?
I guess it depends on how you define that. Like, I don't think anyone's losing their job if they don't make it to the Super Bowl, if they don't win the Super Bowl. I do think that this is, you know, we've reached a point where this team, this franchise, needs to break through. Like, they were the best team in the NFL in 2019. They were the best team in the NFL, you know, in 2023. They were the best team in the NFL, arguably, you know, if you look at some of the advanced statistics heading into the playoffs last year, and in only one of those seasons did they make it to the AFC Championship game. So it's a time for some narratives to be busted. It's a time for some narratives to be corrected. Just selfishly, I want something new to talk about besides whether player X or coach X has done enough to get them to the Super Bowl. Obviously the goats change every single year when they do fall on their face. But I think I have no problem saying that this is the most talented team in the AFC. So I have no problem saying that this team should make it to the Super Bowl.
Jonas Schaefer joins us, Baltimore Banner, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Listen, we know what to expect from Derrick Henry. We do. We know what Justice Hill's role has been, but Keaton Mitchell was injured for the most part last year. What kind of work load do you think Keaton Mitchell gets for this upcoming season?
Yeah, it's a great question. First of all, he needs to be healthy, which I think he should be progressing to be, you know, close to 100% by week one. That's a good sign. It wouldn't surprise me if he got the kind of workload that he did, you know, as a rookie. It's kind of wild to look back at those stats because he played, I don't know, something like 200 something snaps total. And on half of those, he was either getting a touch or getting a pass attempt thrown his way, which is just an extremely high usage for any running back. So there was obviously, like, you know, clear intentionality there with Todd Monken to get this guy the ball. And even though Todd has been, I think, pretty interesting in how he's talked about this, like he hasn't really let there be any debate that Justice Hill is still RB2 on this team. I still think if anyone in the NFL appreciates explosiveness, it's Todd Monken. It's what he talks about at every single press conference. And who else is more explosive on this running back roster than Keaton Mitchell? So I think they're going to find some interesting ways to use him. I don't know if that means that they're going to get any more than 5 or 6 carries a game, but it's helpful to know that you kind of have an ace up your sleeve like Keaton.
You know, we heard Chuck Pagano talk about the quality of the secondary, best one he's ever seen, and et cetera. I may believe that, but how much of an impact is he? And that's his whole career. Secondary coach, defense coordinator. Secondary coach, defense coordinator. He was a 4-year starter at Wyoming at strong safety. I mean, this is his life. And of course, he was a head coach. How much of an impact has he made with this team?
It seems like it's been pretty pronounced. I mean, I hate to bring up a guy like Jalen Armour Davis because he's not on the team anymore. But you know, he was talking to us a couple weeks ago about how he would get texts from Chuck, talking technique or talking whatever it is that they go on about. And the text came at like 2:30 in the morning, 3:30 in the morning. And Jalen, I think, was joking that he didn't know whether that was Chuck Pagano just going to bed or just waking up. I mean, this guy really believes football. So I think, you know, he seems like he's had a wonderful return to Baltimore. Every time we talk to him, he's smiling. Every time we talk to him, he's in a good mood. And, I don't like to make a huge deal about PFF grades. And obviously this speaks to the run defense as well, but you look at the PFF grades for the Ravens defense in the preseason, and they were far and away the number one rated defense in the NFL. And that's without a lot of their starters playing. So I think you credit Zach Gore for, you know, how he's kind of streamlined things. And you credit the defensive line coaches and the outside linebacker coaches, but you also have to give credit to Chuck, who's just done a great job with so many new faces coming in and helping to smooth out a system that, you know, until this year he didn't really know.
You got
to
save some of that credit for Dean Pease because he turned that whole thing around last year. I'm kidding. Listen, I want to get your thoughts on D-Hop because I think he's going to be primarily kind of a red zone threat, third down. What are your expectations? Like, what's a good season for D-Hop in your opinion?
It's a great question. It's one I'm fascinated by. I think a good season for him, and this may be like heretical to Ravens fans, but I think if he gets the kind of production that Odell did in his year here, that would be good. I'm still curious to see, like, does he have the deep speed that Todd Monken wants to be a kind of explosive X receiver? Because otherwise, you're just talking about him figuring into the mix as like a guy who's a power slot, you know, and the Ravens have so many guys who can do productive things over the middle from, you know, Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, to the bigger guys like Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely. So I'm just curious what, like, distinctive value he's going to provide this year. I know he's the reputation of D-Hop is that he's this great contested catch winner, and we've seen that in camp, but, you know, last year he was not this elite contested catch winner. I think he wasn't even, like, top 30 or top 40 if you look at some of the advanced stats. So I just want to see in what areas the Ravens use him, what routes they are asking him to run. Is he, you know, any faster in game speed than he is in practice speed? Because he didn't have a hugely explosive training camp, but he still was pretty productive when, you know, they fed him in one-on-one. So if you want to look at 2023, you should be very encouraged. If you want to look at 2024, it's a little more disheartening. But he's a guy who I think, you know, typically rises to the biggest moments. And I'm curious to see just exactly what they ask of him and how much trust Lamar puts him as well, because that's going to be a big factor as well.
There he is, Jonas Javid. Jonas, tell us how to follow you on social media.
Yeah, guys, it's obviously thebaltimorebanner.com and then on Twitter at Jonas_Schaefer. JonasShaffer. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you very much. Man. Appreciate you. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Right, and real quick, in free agency, I just want a pitcher and a cow. Tucker, Schwarber, I don't care. One of them two. Guys, the show is great, but 3 weeks ago, your show was perfect. It's perfection. Think about it. Talk to you later.
Is that when I was leaving?
I think so.
You just take a shot at me on the way out?
How long are you out?
3 weeks. Well, damn, man.
What I do?
A few minutes later.
So this is what I got to do. I got to get up in the morning, get in my car, listen to the big, really bad morning show. So go have at him. Have at him.
Well, it was. Well, it's really bad now. 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
I'll let y'all figure it out.
Well, hold on. He said, think about it. He went special ed on us.
What had happened was...
And that's the encore for the day.
And the encore brought to you today and every day by Lion's Den. Passion, pleasure, romance. Check. Hey, folks, seriously, it's a great spot. I usually load up on the place.
I love it.
There's always good things there.
You say load up?
What do you unload?
I did everything.
And you lube up,
best
too.
I can. Listen, seriously, don't bring your B game to the bedroom, folks. You don't want to be yanked for the closer.
You say yank?
I did. It was a total coincidence. You
know, okay.
Yeah. You don't want somebody else closing out that game for you. Sorry.
Go to the bullpen.
Send in a lefty.
I'm trying to find it because I took a picture of it and I can't find it, Ed. I had a cigar last night that has initials and I didn't have my glasses on.
P-U-P-G.
And I couldn't see what the initials, what the words were. I'm trying to find it. It was great. One of the best cigars I've had in a long time.
Was it PB?
Time.
Philly Blunt?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. BM was a black and mild.
Yeah. Picture me.
No.
Go ahead. Picture me. I'll find it. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What you learned today, Ed Norris?
Well, this has never happened to me before, but I went down a rabbit hole today.
Yeah, well, okay.
I did. We were talking about New Orleans, and then Pat O'Brien's came up with hurricanes, and if you haven't had one, you should check it out if you're in New Orleans. The history of that place is amazing. I mean, I had fun just, you know, being totally inappropriate outdoors with two women during the day. That's that kind of place. You should check it out. However,
I was totally inappropriate with three other dudes.
Anyway, it began a legal liquor operation in 1933. And what happened was during Prohibition, the bar was known as Mr. O'Brien's Club Tipperary. It was a speakeasy, and the password was Storms Brewing to get in. It was a true speakeasy. You get entrance, and of course they couldn't get scotch, so these guys who had scotch, you'd have to buy up to 50 cases of rum.
Fafte. I was just gonna say there's a ton of rum down there.
That's what happened. They had to buy the rum in order to get any scotch at all. You had to take all this rum off their hands, which is more readily available. Use the rum, they came up with a hurricane cocktail.
See, that's interesting because we took a tour of one of their rum distilleries down there, and they were telling us about Hurricane Katrina and all the barrels that got ruined and some they were.
That makes sense. A lot of products come from the
Caribbean.
So much of another product. So you take that and make something
and
else.
And that's how they do. They still do business that way. Liquor, but it said, difficulty importing scotch in World War II, liquor salesmen forced bar owners to buy up to 50 cases of their much more plentiful rum in order to secure one single case of good whiskey or scotch. So that's what they use the rum for. Yeah. And they serve in a hurricane lamp.
How do you satisfy an alcoholic woman?
How?
Liquor. Hello. By the way, HVC Cigars is the name of it. It was good. Great cigar. Today is a couple of national days. Today is National Peach Day.
I can eat a peach for hours.
I'm sure you can.
Me too.
I'm sure you can. You know, the fuzzy one still?
You don't do that.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I ain't no butterscotch bandit like you two cats, but yeah.
Isn't that the same thing?
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
It's close enough.
Mm-mm. Oh, stop it.
It's close enough, plan, man. Buddy.
Huh? Hey, it's a direct route.
Is it in season now?
Yeah.
It's always in season, isn't it?
It's a direct route, my man. There's also National Just Because Day. Why'd you do it?
Just because.
Doesn't have to be all good things either. Just because.
I need season. I got my split tail permit. Like,
some birthdays in sports. Today is Michael Dean Perry's birthday. He turns 60. Former middle infielder Jose Vidro turns 51. You talked about her. She missed a game a couple of days ago. Breonna Stewart turns 31 today. Hmm. And Franz Wagner, NBA player, for those of you who don't know, plays for the Orlando Magic, right?
Yep.
He turns 24 today. All right, you ready? Former Baltimore Raven Rob Burnett and former, well, we know him for playing for the Indians and other teams, but he played for the Orioles, Jim Thome, Hall of Famer. Share birthday today. Who's older, Joseph?
Jim Thome.
Jim Tome's older. Who's older, Jeremy?
I think this is closer than you think, but I'm going to go Thome.
Jim Tome's older. Who's older, Edward?
I was going to go Thome, too, but I'll go Burnett's to be different.
Ed, cops are great investigators. Jim Thome turns 55. Rob Burnett turns 58.
Ha! All right. Just want to let you guys know I have two unwritten rules.
What are they?
Number one and number two. I used to
music came on early today, man.
I used to have a phobia of 70 songs. At first I was afraid. I was petrified. It's been years and nobody knows why Notre Dame caught fire. But Quasimodo has a hunch. If going into space for 1 minute makes you an astronaut, then I'm a gynecologist. Anyway. I adopted a dog from a blacksmith, and as soon as I brought him home, he made a bolt for the door. What is the difference between a female identifying person and a chocolate bar? One's a she, her, and one's a her, she. let me get the... He said one more, so I wanted to get you a really good one that I had
Scott
here.
Scott thought he never got emails.
Here's one for you. A salesman knocked on my door today. He said, who currently provides your internet? I said, my next door neighbor.
Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.